In the name of the one true and living God. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, here we are. It is the 10th of November. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Where did the year go? I don't know about you, but this has certainly been an interesting year filled with transitions, challenges, blessings, and change. Of course, most of us, I suspect, except at my three C's back there, have lived long enough to know that life is all about change. We are approaching the end of yet another year, and we see, hear, and experience large and subtle changes happening all around us. Those beautiful autumn leaves have already begun to fall, and some trees are half bare. In some states, snowfall or flurries have fallen already. And there has been hints that St. Louis might get some of that this week. And there are many things to fit into the remainder of the calendar year. This past week was filled with joy-filled expectation and delight as the diocese did our meet and greets with three remarkable clergy persons. And soon, and very soon, we as a diocese will meet for diocesan convention and elect a new bishop. Some of us have already begun making our lists and plans for Thanksgiving. In a couple of weeks, the church will begin a new liturgical year, and Advent is on the horizon. And if some of you are like some of the folks I know, you've already started making your list and planning for Christmas and doing your holiday baking or shopping. Some of you may already have finished it, and if you have, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Yes, change happens in every aspect of life. Change is everywhere. We cannot stop it. It happens, and we go on as best we can to live into it. A week ago, last Saturday, friends and family came together to celebrate the life of my best friend from St. Mark's High School. She was a wonderful friend, wife, mother, and grandmother. Depending on how you knew her, she was Sissy, or Earlene, or Earl J, as I used to call her. In high school, we talked every single day, sometimes twice a day. And in the background, I could hear my mother's voice, "Get off the phone." But then college came, and with that, making new friends. Lives evolved. We did not talk a lot in recent years, but we did manage to keep in touch through Facebook. And I could always anticipate hers being the first Christmas card to come in the mail. As I and another classmate observed people coming in and out to pay their respects and to attend the funeral service, We talk quietly about the years and of all the changes that seem to come so quickly. Death had already claimed a few of our classmates. And there we were to pay our respects to a good friend who was only a few months older than either of us. Neither of us getting any younger. I cannot speak for my classmate, but I think we both did pretty good in holding back the tears, at least in front of each other. Instead, we exchanged sweet and funny memories, even a couple of giggles, as we remembered our friend Earlene and some of our antics as Markites back in the day. And no, I'm not going to tell you any stories. Yes, we often hold on to our memories, reminders of our loved ones we no longer see. And since none of us has a crystal ball to see into the future, we simply live into the changes of life. And hopefully, as people of faith, we are holding tight to God's hands, believing that in the midst of it all, God will never let us go. This week, as I prayed and pondered over today's gospel, I could not help but to think of the Sadducees. What kind of question was that they posed to Jesus? All I could think of is, really, fellas? Here we read yet another instance in Jesus' ongoing fencing match with religious leaders. The Pharisees and Sadducees were already ramping up their case against Jesus by this chapter. Some might liken it to a tag team match. Your turn to trip him up. No, your turn to trip him up. We'll get him the next time, because this man is going down. Today's absurd theological conundrum ranks right up there with how many angels can dance on the head of a pin? Or how many Episcopalians does it take to change a light bulb? Who cares? Change the light bulb and don't fall off the ladder in the process. So here we have the Sadducees, another sect of religious leaders. They are among the very wealthy and supposedly a very learned group. The Sadducees did not believe in life after death, and certainly not resurrection. And they asked Jesus about the status of a woman who marries seven brothers, each of whom precedes her in death. They ask him, in heaven, whose wife is she? The first? The middle? The last one? Now, in our context of living in the 21st century, we might want to ask, what in the world, or what the world, happened that she went through seven husbands? Hadn't the fourth, fifth, and sixth brother paid attention to what might have been going on in that house? Did they not know to avoid drinking the green Kool-Aid? Anyway, Jesus gives an answer that may deserve more time to exegete, which means study, or pull apart especially in the context of the last few decades regarding marriage. But for me, this is what stands out. Jesus reminds these learned men of Moses meeting with God in the burning bush, that God said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the living, for all of them are alive." In other words, God is the God of the living, not the dead. Those who have died are yet alive in God. So what does that mean for us? Well, we are to remember that first and foremost, God is love. And that God has loved us from the very moment humankind breathed in breath. And that God, in God's goodness, will love us forever. Right now, in this moment, God counts on each of us to live lives worthy of our calling. To not live as though we are dead already, but to live, really live, to participate in God's life. This is what we call in our catechism, Christian hope. What is Christian hope? In our Book of Common Prayer, page 861, hope, Christian hope is defined for us, and it reads, "The Christian hope is to live with confidence in newness and fullness of life, and to await the coming of Christ in glory and the completion of God's purpose for the world." To live with confidence in newness and fullness of life. Living in and with confidence, even when things seem bleak, when things seem uncertain, when things seem impossible. Living knowing that our ways are not God's ways. Living knowing that God can and will make a way out of no way. Living as though we know that while humankind, society says one thing, that God is ultimately the one in charge. Living the fullness of life. Loving, caring, serving, forgiving, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, respecting all lives and creation. All those Christian values, the way of Jesus, until we step forth from this life and into the next life. Life that Jesus says will never end with God and with those who have gone before us. Isaac, Abraham and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca and Rachel, family members and friends and all our ancestors. Those we know as the communion of saints. Right now, today, in the time we have today, we are to live fully alive in Christ. We are to live as children of the living God, focusing on those things that really matter, encountering the sacred, pushing ourselves beyond what makes us comfortable, and yes, being in relationship with God and with each other. It is also an exciting time for us as a diocese, as we discern the election of our next bishop. We have three remarkable candidates. Those of you who attended the walkabouts, would you not agree?
Yes.
Each one reminded us in their own ways that it is an exciting time to be alive, an exciting time to be church, to be joyful in sharing the good news to all people, and to be open to new and creative ways to be church. All of that equals life. That being said, it's an exciting time for us. The church, as you and I, with the help of God, continue to vision and dream and live out who God wants us to be as a parish of all saints and ascension. Again, we're talking new life. Yes, we can remember what was, but we have to live into today.
Amen.
And we have to live in it, into it together, respecting one another, challenging one another, just being with one another, living new life as we follow the way of Christ Jesus. When it is all said and done, focus on life. For God has wonderful things in store for those who believe. And those things will surpass everything we can ask or imagine. And we can leave behind the riddle of the Sadducees posed today, as we allow the mysteries of the living, breathing God to unfold within us and among us. So saints, live. 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 And to God be the glory in this world and in the next. Amen.
Amen.